Okay, so two dots, she's based on Aleph, but seven lines down. The Koronah Saras Adibros, Shema Vayim Shema. This was the procedure in the morning with the Kohanim. They would read their Saras Adibros, the Shema, Vahoyah Vayomer, the three parshas Shema, Emes Vyatsiv, Vyavoda, Ubirchas Kohanim. And it would say those three brachos. So I'm reviewed on my Shmuel. Af Bigvul and Bikshul Likrois Kane. So this is brought down, this concept of incorporating the Aseres Dibros into davening. They wanted to do it even outside of the base of Mikdash. Elish Kvar Bitlum, Mnei Tarumus Haminim. But they nullified it because of the arguments of the Apikorsim, who would try to use our preoccupation with the Aseres HaDibros as an indication those are the only commandments that really are relevant, the Ten Commandments, right? After all, that's what Cecil B. DeMille decided. So Lamaisa, you know, why, that's it, that's Torah. And that of course, is completely untrue. And that's very dangerous. Tani Nami Hachi, Bryce is supporting the same concept. Reb Nosalem Begvul and Bik Shalikros Kain, outside of Beis HaMikdash, they also wanted to do the same thing and start reading the Aseres HaDibros, El Shvag Bitlum, Ne Tarumus Aminim. That's some people, Dafka, don't stand. I think that's part of the reason why I think in Sephardic Kehilas, they don't stand up for the Aseres HaDibros. We all stand up. Other people say, no, don't afford it sort of special status. I mean, they had special status, but not special in the sense that only those are binding. Rabbi Rav Chana thought to establish it in Surah that they should start saying Aseres HaDibros. How could you think to incorporate it? They already nullified it because of the minim, because of the concern of the apikorsim. And Amema thought to establish it in Ardai. Thank you. And Omli Ravashi says the same thing. How could you think to do that? The Apikarsim are going to have their arguments, so you don't want to feed into that. Therefore, the answer is no. And that's why we don't have it as part of our davening, and even some people used to say it sort of as part of the Karbonis, and that's brought down is questionable. So, you want to read it privately, it's one thing, but we don't seem to make any reference at all to it during davening. Let's catch up on the Rashis there. Any Rashis? Yeseder, we did that. Bikshu. Okay, about a quarter of the way down, a fifth of the way down, the top bikshu, l'gvoa Aseres HaDibros b'kriyas shema. They wanted to establish the Aseres HaDibros as part of the kriyas shema, part of that whole procedure of the birchas kriyas shema, but they nullified it. Neitarumus aminim shel yoimru lami oretz. They shouldn't say to the the people who are not knowledgeable. Ein shar Torah emes. The rest of the Torah is not true. V'teidu. And I'll prove it to you. She'ain karin elamash amar kadosh baruch hu v'shamu yipiv b'sinai. They don't say in davening. I mean, even though we are doing other things that clearly indicate that we hold of the other mitzvahs, and even volume Shemoah talks about all the mitzvahs. But at the end of the day, the argument becomes powerful because look, you see, they're giving precedence to things that they only heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only where Anoch Hashem Lekecha, those things that were on Har Sinai, that takes on a higher level of importance, and only that's emes. The other stuff is not, and that of course is total sheker. We don't want to feed into that. Okay, haminim is akum. Interesting. So Rashi says minim is akum over the avodah zarah. Doesn't always necessarily. What's a little test there? Where are you? Tell me. I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure what that. Okay, fine. Let's proceed. I'm not sure what he's saying there. Tamidai? I don't know. He's saying that.
I mean, that guy says Tamidai Yeshu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Tamida Yeshu, yeah. Okay, interesting. Right. In other words, the Christian descendants of Christianity, they're the ones who are going to argue this as opposed to Stam regular Jews. Interesting. Okay, so I guess this is where the concern was, because already there was a break off, and we know individuals starting their own religions and stuff, and that sort of feeds into that whole mentality.
Well, so that would have been the second.
Know, 100 years of each other. From where it was written down when?
No, it was later. It was later. I mean, it was like 400 AD, something like that, as far as when it was written. Yeah.
Right, yeah. The Kohanim that we're talking about here, that must have been the second Beis Hamikdash, if they were worried about the Christianity.
Yeah, but that's why they didn't incorporate it into the davening. But when they said this,
this is not the first base. This is the second base.
But I think it doesn't mean that there wasn't the same procedure in the first. You know,
Christians, you had heretics.
No. But I.
Yeah, Christians.
The base of the strike 7.
Nope.
The second one.
Yeah.
Right. The first one you didn't have Christians.
Right. No, but two separate things. One is the procedure that they did in the base Hamikdash, which could have very well been both about the Mikdashos. The concern of not, you know, there's the thought of let's incorporate this into the davening and let's make this part of davening, and it was stopped, they were bitlum, was because of the concern, right, of the second and subsequent to the second, correct. Okay. So let's, that takes care of the Rashi, let's keep going. So let's move into a little bit of a nice lumdish area. Okay, a little bit slow. This corner needs a little more focus. So, Mokum Shamru Laharach. Right, so basically the Mishnah says is you got to do the brachas the way it was designed. So, Pshita says the Gemara. Oh, sorry. Okay, back it up. Sorry, thank you. With Shabbos, Maisif and Brach Achas. So, remember we said that on Shabbos they would add one bracha, that when they transitioned the Mishmar from the one that went out to the one that went in, so Ubishabas was even Bracha Achas, so Mishmar Yotzeh, for the Mishmar that was on its way out. So my Bracha Achas, what is this one Bracha that you say for this Mishmar on the way out? Rav Chelboy, Mishmar Yotzeh, meaning, so Rav Chelboy explains, it was designed to be said by the Mishmar that was on its way out to the Mishmar on its way in, the Mishmar Nichnas, to the Mishmar that was coming in, and what was the bracha? Misheshochein Hashemoy Bebayis Hazeh, he who dwells his name in this house, who Yishkon Beinechem, Avav Yachvav Shalom Vareyus, he should rest upon you, Avav Yachvav Shalom Vareyus. These are words that we are somewhat familiar with the Sheva brachas, and that's what was said. So, very interesting, take a look at the second Tosas on the page. You know, it's Bechal, Tosis starts off Tema Ksatz, which is also a very interesting expression. It's a partial wonder. It's a little bit of a wonder. Normally, if it's a Tema, which is the strongest Kasha that Tosis has, how could be a Tema Ksatz? If it's a Tema Ksatz, how could be on lowered to a Kasha or Vim Tema? So that itself is just a little interesting tidbit. But look what he says. Mahi, what is this? Hayil V'lespa Loi Shem V'Loi Malchus. Doesn't say anything about Baruch Ata Hashem. Just says Misha Shachin and Shemoy. It's like Tos wants to know, like, you know, it sounds like just a sort of a, you know, dangling participle, just sort of hanging there. Just what's it doing? Because you're not, there's no oomph to it. But Teres says it must be that somehow even these statements have power and have impact. So, but it does not seem that there was Shema Machas to this bracha. So Tos is wondering, like, what exactly is this? Okay. But that's what they said, and could very well be that there was, you know, maybe there was historically a lot of infighting and maybe, you know, politics, not that anyone could imagine within Jewish community any politics, but, you know, lo yitzur, it ever happened that, you know, I want this, you want that, you get this, and so the bracha was, guys, let's all get together and, you know, let's get along. Okay, let's go weiter. No Rashis. Okay, next Gemara. Okay.
Where is
Vaita
for me?
Vaita for you is Mokum Shamru Laharach. By the two dots, slightly above the middle of the page. You see the two dots there? Yeah, right there. Yeah, so Pshita, right? The first word on the line is Pshita. So says the Gemara like this. It's obvious to us, says the Gemara, Hecha de Konokat Kisa de Chamer B'yodei. So we have to hold cheshbon. This is, gets into like brain teaser type stuff a little bit. You got to hold focus. You're holding a cup of wine in your hands. Ukesov de shichruhu. Okay, and you don't know that it's wine. You think that it's a Michelob. Okay, uposach umavorech adaita de shichru. Okay, thinking that it's a Michelob, when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, a lot of kavan afterwards, it's a Kiddush club, so you really, you know, and it's, and you're saying, you know, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkeinim Lachilam, thinking that you got a cup of beer. And you're therefore, what are you thinking about how you're going to end this bracha? Shakol Niyavavari. Okay, what do you, what, right? So he says, V'sayim b'dechamra. But you then realize, after you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkeinim Lachilam, that this is not Michelob. That's not the way it looks. There's no foam. There's no nothing. This is a cup of grape juice. Okay? There's a cup of wine. So you ended with the right bracha. There's no question, he says, it's Poshet that you're Yotza. Why? The Nami Omar Shakoli Varek, let's say, even had you ended with what your thought process was. How bad was your thought process? Your thought process was Shakoli Varek. So let's say you said Shakoli Varek on a cup of wine. Is that the end of the world? It's not the end of the world. Okay, Yotza, Dotanank, we have a Mishnah. Al Kulam Imam Shakol Nivara Yotza. On anything that you eat, if you end up saying Shakol Nivara on anything that's food, you're Yotza. So it's Nishka Feralach. Your thought process is Nishka Feralach, because had you even ended with what you were thinking, it's not the worst thing in the world. Okay, and you would have been Yotza. So on that I have no Shaila. That's Pshita, says the Gemara. That's obvious. However, Ella, but what's not so obvious is Heicha the Konokit Kisa the Shichra B'yodei. He's got a cup of beer in his hand. But you're thinking Bari Pri Agafen. Okay, now you make a Bari Pri Agafen on a cup of beer. You're not Yaitza. Okay, you're gonna have to make another bracha. So your thought process for the bracha to Hashem al Kirim Lachalam is not correct. And you started off saying Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, thinking that it's good, you're going to end up with a Baruch Pri Hagafen, the sign, but the shichra. But then you look down. Maybe that's why a lot of people, they say kabbalistically, they look at the cup. You know, but maybe that's why they do it. You know, you want to make sure that you're making the right bracha. So you see what you have, and you realize that it's not wine at all. It's really beer. And you end up with a shakol niya b'varoi, so you save the bracha in terms of the right words, but when you said Baruch Ad Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, your brain, your head was in the wrong place. So Mai, what's halacha in that situation? Basa ikka bracha azlinan? Do you go after the essential bracha of Baruch Ad Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, and you blew it on that level, and therefore you have to make a new bracha, because your Baruch Ad Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, was not with the right thought process? Or basa chasim azlinan? You say, listen, you ended right. Okay, we go after the chasima, we go after the bottom line, and the bottom line was good. So what's the story? So toshma, so come in here, and let's see if we can resolve this question. Essentially, can you save the bracha by ending it properly, even though your thought process for the Shemun Malchus was wrong? That's essentially the shaila. So toshma, come in here, and you'll see why this Gemara is, why this statement is here. Okay, the Brisa says as follows: Shachar is pasach b'yotzer or v'sayim amaya v'ravim. In the let's say in the morning, you open up with yotzer or. Sounds gevaldik, right? That's what you should be you're opening up with, but you ended up. Okay, how embarrassing is that? If you know you're doubting out loud, v'sayim amaya v'ravim, you end with amaya v'ravim, which is the wrong bracha. You said the bracha of the ma'ariv. Lo yotza, okay. So you started with yotzar and you ended with ma'avravim. You said the wrong brach. It's not the evening; it's the morning. So you're not yotza. You got to say the brach again. Lo yotza. Pasuk ma'avravim. But if you start with ma'avravim, okay, in the morning, v'sayim biyotzar yotza. But if you ended right, you yotza. Or arvis pasuk ma'avravim v'sayim biyotzar in the evening. If you started with the right bracha and you ended with the wrong bracha, lo yotza. You're not yotza. But if you started with the wrong bracha, but you ended with the right bracha, for my yotzo, you are yotz. Kol shel dover, here's the general rule: hakol holech achar achisim. Okay, achosim. Everything goes after the end of the bracha, the sort of the signing off, the signature of the bracha, which is called the chasima. You're good. So what do we see from here? It's a fairish brayso that says that it all boils down to how you end the bracha. So here I'm ending right. So there too, if you end right, l'chayra, your shakol niyeh bevaroi is good, even though when you said the shemu malchus, you were thinking bari pri agafen on a cup of beer. It's okay, right? Can't I prove it from here?
Is an oversimplification then to say that what comes out of your mouth trumps kavana?
Well, right now we're proving, yeah, okay, well, sort of. I mean, what it proves that what you say at the end, you know, trumps the wrong kavan in the beginning. That's too broad of a statement. I wouldn't call it oversimplification. I think you're going just a little too far. That when you have a battle between the beginning and the end, if the end is right, the end defeats any mistake at the beginning.
The mistake at the beginning is only kavana.
True. Correct. Correct.
I say you should make a bar pair girlfriend, and you should say I could be before. Why aren't we negotiating with that?
I hear, but you were thinking Bari Pri Agafen. Okay, that's the trouble. If you were thinking, you're right. That's what we said. If you're thinking Shakol Nivaroi, okay, that's fine because even what you're thinking works. But if you're thinking Bari Pri Agafen for a cup of beer, that doesn't work. So what you were thinking was wrong, and so you ended with a shakal nivari, that's fine, but does the chasima save the mistake at the beginning? And the answer so far is yes. At this point, we have a raya, that you can save the bracha with a solid chasima, you can save the day, because it's exactly what the Brisa says by Mayriv and by Shachris, a good chasima saves the day, or the night. Mara says, nice try, Gemara, but no. You don't have a proof. Why? Okay, because Shani Hassam, we're at the first wide line of the Gemara. Shani Hassam, the Kama Baruch Yotza Ma'oros. Because it's different. Because you saved it with the independent bracha. When you saved Ma'ariv, you said Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamariv Aravim. So you said a bracha with the shame, not with the malchus, with the shame to save it. So you can't compare that to a case where there's no, when you say bar, you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Baruch Ato Hashem, you don't make another one. Your only shame in Malchus was wrong, was messed up, because I had the wrong Kavana. So you can't bring me a Raya from a Ma'ariv and from a Shachris where you say Baruch Ato Hashem Yotza Ma'oros, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamar V'Aravim, there you're incorporating another Baruch Ato Hashem to save the day. So you've saved the day with a lot more oomph than you did in the case of the wine and the beer. So that's not a good proof. It's not a good proof. So Gemara says, well, let's see.
But the wine and the beer, that is the halacha, though.
Well, right now we have a shiloh. We don't know what the halacha is. We want to know, do you have to make a new bracha or don't you?
No, but for the wine and the beer. Is that what you're saying? We don't know that that's true?
Right. We try to extrapolate that the end of a bracha is all you need to save the bracha. That's what we tried to prove. And the answer is, no, you haven't proven that. What you've proven is that when you save the bracha with the Baruch Ato Hashem at the end of the bracha, then you can save the bracha. Yes, right. But when you're saving the bracha just with the Shakol Nivari, without a shame, then you got no oomph, you got no power there, maybe there you can't save the bracha.
Got it.
So where it says, well, I hear your point, Hanich L'Rav, but that's only good according to Rav. Amar kol bracha she'ein ba'askaras Hashem ein a bracha shapir. Okay, if you hold like Rav, that when you say that, who says that any bracha doesn't have Baruch Ato Hashem in it, is that a bracha? So yes, shame defines the bracha, and then you're good because you've rejuvenated the bracha with a independent proper Baruch Ato Hashem. Always fine and dandy. But if you subscribe to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar kol bracha she'ein bo malchus ein a bracha, you don't just need Hashem. That's not good enough. You need Hamelach. You need the malchus to be able to give it an independent oomph. Okay, Ma'ikel Meimar. What are you going to argue there? You don't have that malchus when you saved Shachris, and when you saved Hamar v'Aravim, there's no Melach there. You just said Baruch Ato Hashem Hamar v'Aravim. So that lechayri, if you buy into Rabbi Yochanan, is no better than the Bari Pri Agafen you're saying, or the Shakal Nivari you're saying at the end. So lechayri, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would have a raya. Right? You don't have a raya according to Rav, because Rav holds an independent bracha with the shame, cuts it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that independent bracha without the malchus doesn't cut it, so you don't have an independent bracha at the end of Ma'amar V'Ravim or at the end of Yotzeror, L'chor you're stuck. He says, no. He says, right, L'chor Michael, I mean, what are you going to say? Ella, but rather, let me give you a different reason why that's not an indication, why that's not a good proof. Ella, Kiv Nama Rabba Barula, K'dei L'haska Midas Yoyim B'Laylo, Midas Laylo B'Yoyim, since Rabba Barula says, we want to mention the day by night and the night by day, remember we had that? Okay, was that 1 day ago? Okay, so 2 days ago, maybe the most. So, what?
It's a night ago.
Oh, okay, so there's an inyo of mentioning the day by night and the night by day. So, since it isn't like, even when you're thinking the wrong thoughts, it isn't like it was horrible, because if you're thinking night by day, you're supposed to be thinking night by day. Okay, and when you're thinking, and when you are thinking that way, so let's say you're thinking Ma'ariv right now, it's Shachrit, and you're thinking Ma'ariv. Well, doesn't Ma'ariv have a reference to Shachris, right? It talks about Gol Or Mechoshech, Vechoshech Neyar. It does mention day. So since we have Rabbi Vula's statement, Kedei L'Haskim Nes Yom B'Layim Nes Layim B'Layim, Hikama Brocha U'malchus Meikara Atavayu Kamar. When you said Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kedim L'Chaylam, even though you were thinking Ma'ariv, in Ma'ariv you're thinking about the daytime. There's a reference to daytime by Ma'ariv, and there's a reference to nighttime by day, a reference to nighttime, daytime by night. So in any way, you're never really stuck, and therefore, you cannot compare that to the situation of the grape juice with the beer, because there's no saving. When you're thinking Bar Pri Agafen, there's nothing to latch onto. There's no other kavana you can say it's not so bad. When you're davening, thinking Ma'ariv in the morning, it's not the end of the world. You're thinking daytime. How do I know? Because the bracha has daytime in it. When you're thinking, you're thinking nighttime, nighttime by day, it's the same thing. So at this point, we do not have a proof to our shaila. We thought we did, but for two different, proofs, two different methods, we've knocked out that proof and we're stuck with our original shaila. We're not sure. So we're at the Toshma, but let's catch up with the Rashi's here for a minute. Pasach Mishicha V'Sayim, we did that, right? Right? We didn't do it? No, we didn't do it. Okay. So we're up to there. He says, Pasach b'deshecher v'sayim b'dechamra t'chis abrocham al menashe hakol. The beginning of the bracha you said with the intention of saying shakol. V'kivin shegel melech ha'ilam, when you got to the words melech ha'ilam niska shu yayin, you recognize that it's wine. You corrected yourself. So pshitul on the yotza. In that situation, it's a no-brainer, you yotza. Now, filus sayim kol bracha kedas pesicha, because even if had you ended the entire bracha with your thought process at the beginning, v'yomah shakol, and you said shakol near b'varoi, yotza, alayayin. You would have been yotza on the wine. And that's a mistake you want to make. If you're going to make a mistake in a bracha, make a mistake saying shakol nivar. Because that's one mistake that Baruch Hashem, you can go, okay, I'm yotza. The tzad, because when the Mishnah says, everything is good. Ella, ki kami bayla, but rather, what is our shayla? He's like this. Pasach adayta dechamra, kadei l'sayim bar piagafin. You started off making the bracha with the thought that you're going to say bar piagafin. Shigia l'melech ha'ilam. You got to the words melech ha'ilam, niskashu sheikhar. You recognize that it's a mikalob, v'sayim shakol. You ended with a shakol mahu. What's alacha? Pasach kir bracha.
So you're saying the malchus with the proper bracha. Rashi's pointing out that it's there and not later. I'm asking. It seems like to make
it seems that way. I hear you. It seems that way. I don't know if it does that mean that therefore if you said the full melech already and then you remembered it wouldn't work. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I hear your deek, but it's the Gemara doesn't seem to split it. So I'm not sure. I have a feeling that might be part of a discussion in the Rishonim. Right, because it sounds like you're right, that it's the only saving, you only can save it when you recognize your mistake, when you said the words melech ha'olam. Okay, but if it sounds like Ephraim is being medayik, but if you already said melech ha'olam and then you realize your mistake, it sounds like it's at that point there's no saving it. But, I don't know, so that should have been really part of the Gemara split, if the Gemara doesn't seem to make that split. Well, let's see. So Bosa, what's a Shiloh? Bosa Akira bracha zidon v'ika bracha daita the yayin emra, the essential part of the bracha you said with the focus on wine, v'kemoshesayim b'yayin, and it's like you ended with wine, because when you say the main thing, it was yayin, v'ein bracha yayin motziya de bracha shechar, okay, and that you, no, borei paragafen will not exempt you from a shahakol, shen ha-shechar b'nagefen. You don't make beer from wine. It doesn't work. It's a different source, and you can't be yotze beer with a bar priagafin. Okay, you got to make a new bracha. Okay, so what's halacha? So let's bring a raya from the birchas kriyashma. Pasach biyotzer or claim adaita the lema yotzer or. You thought you're saying that you're going to say yotzer or because you thought for some reason it was. I don't know what you were thinking exactly. You thought it was the daytime when it was really night, but whatever. V'sayim amayv aravim. Maybe had a little too much dancing the night before. V'sayim amayv aravim. K'sha'amru melech olam. When you said, k'sha'am ha-melech olam, again, same interesting, it sounds like when you say the words melech olam, nisker v'sayim ha-shavar amayv aravim. So now with a little bit, it sounds like you already said melech olam. So it's a little bit the other way. When you said Melech Olam before you ended the bracha, you remembered and you said I should be very mad ravim. So what's the story? So Shani Hasam, the Gemara says. So the brisa ends. It all says you go after the chasima that the ending of the bracha saves the day. So you can save the day with a shakol niyavari, right? Whereas no, she Shani Hasam klemar dilma psicha ain't a klum. It could be that by when you opened up, it became a nothing because you had the wrong kavana. The reason why you yotze by Meyer and by Shachri is because you save the day by recouping your losses by ending with a bracha. And through the chasima, that's how you rejuvenate the whole bracha. Ela shakol or avol shakol shein chosim ba baruch. Okay, where there is no rejuvenation, you don't say a new baruch ato Hashem. Upsichosai daited the baruch paragafen, and when you opened it up, you had the wrong kavanah because you were thinking baruch paragafen. Who emod lo yotze? Maybe I'll say you aren't yotze there. You don't have a right to extrapolate from the Meiriv case to the baruch paragafen case. They're not similar. Well, they're only not similar if you can call baruch ato Hashem yotze maros a true rejuvenation. That's only if you hold that a bracha with only Hashem is called a real bracha. So, but if you learn like Rabbi Yochanan that says you need a shame in Malchus to call it a bracha, Michael Meimar, hey chinofik mishum chasimasa, hey Malchus b'chasimasa, there is no Malchus there when you said Hamar v'aravim. You didn't rejuvenate it with a melech. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's babkis by itself. So it's only, pshat is, you're able to rejuvenate it because it's able to rejuvenate. Okay, because that's l'chari avaraya. Gemara says, no, you don't. Why not? Because Elakivan Amar. You don't have to use the argument that of the you've saved the day because of the chasima. The reason why it's good by Meiriv and by Shachris is because even the psicha was good. And you have no ability to resolve the shaila of the beer and the wine, they'll gabi brachas arvis v'shachris hu demotzel meimar, because it's only by the brach of arvis and shachris that you can say the chiposach bezu v'sayim bezu, when you opened up with the wrong one and you ended with the right one, yotze. Only there you yotze. Why? The chiposach b'shachris adaitet meimar, because when you started in the morning and you didn't have much sleep and you're about to start in your mind, you're thinking, okay, I'm about to say Hashem devarim maravim b'chacham b'zal shodim, about to start saying a whole ganze Meiriv shtick, and it's shachris, okay? Says, when you started thinking about Meiriv Aravim, who'd have a daite lat kurei b'midas hayoyim b'layla? K'goyin goyil or, right? In that bracha of what you were thinking, you're thinking, I'm going to talk about the daytime. Alavai, we should have such thoughts, you know, Alavai, when we dive, we should have all these thoughts in our heads, that I'm about to mention the daytime. Even though it's night, I'm about to mention the day. So you are going to mention the day. You've got some reference to daytime there. And when you open up Myriv with the thought of Yotzar, you were thinking to mention the night time. You say the words, he created darkness. At the end of the day, a thought for Myriv and a thought for Shachar is essentially a thought for both. You can't say it's exclusionary. There's no such thing as nighttime excluding day and daytime excluding night. So Mela, that's why it works. Okay, so L'chayra Lavasya, okay, so L'chayra we have no right. At this point we have no proof because I can tell you for two different reasons that case is different. So let's go back. So let's see if we could find the proof. Let's go back to the Gemara. So Toshma, fourth wide line, right? That's where we are, right? Toshma, back to the Gemara, Misefa. Okay, so let's bring a raya from the Sefer, because the brayse we just quoted ended with a little bit of an ending. What was the ending? Misef, kol shel davar, okay, the general rule is, kol halach achar chisum. Okay, whenever you see kol shel davar, that should raise red flags. Whenever there's a sort of recap, and here's a general rule, well, you have to tell me if I just saw the rule. What's Kolosha? So whenever you see those types of recap references, it's always to try to include something else that wasn't so clear from the earlier statement. So, what's it coming to include? So back to the Gemara. Toshua Misefa, Kolosha Dover. Here's a general rule. Hakol Holich Achar Chisim. Everything goes after the ending of the bracha, the signing off of the bracha. So kol shadav l'asuyemai. What is that coming to include? This recap. Who needs it? My lava suy hadamrin. L'chor is coming to include that which we are concerned about. This very situation of shikhar and chamra when you start with bar pir agafen on a cup of beer, and where it says lo. Nice try, but no. It's coming to include a different l'asuy nama v'tamre. It's coming to include a case of eating bread or dates. Or dates. Meaning that when you ate one and you thought you ate the other, and your bracha, the after bracha, was the wrong after bracha in your thought process, and you saved it, that's where we are, that's what we're talking about. Well, slow down. Hey, what exactly happened here? Because you want to say it's not referring to the wine and the beer, it's referring to dates and bread, where you mess things up between the date and the dates and the bread on the after bracha. And Mara says, well, what exactly is the case? If you ate bread, because some of the tamrei, and you thought that you ate dates, because I guess you ate a little too much bread, and you got a high on the gluten. So, okay, because some of the tamrei, you're thinking that you ate dates.
So why did you wash and make a mozi?
Well, maybe, what do you mean? He did.
Made a mozi, and now he's
okay, but it was a seventh speech, and your brain at this point is fried, okay? So, you know, it was a sheva brachas, and you're just out of it. So, so right now, you say, I got to make a bracha chorning and get out of here. So, you forgot. He says, Dochal namuk, some of the time, you thought you ate dates, and you're about to make a bari priya, an alo eitz, val priya eitz, right? What do you make when you finish dates? You make an alo eitz. So he said, "Baruch Atah Hashem." Okay, we got to go. Your wife is waving. We got to go. Okay, so quick bracha, bracha. And you're thinking, "I'll eat, I'll pre-eats." Okay, and then you realize, "I'm in sheva brachas. I eat bread here." So, okay, ukesava the tamrei achal uposach adaita the tamrei. So you opened up with the thought process of "I'll eat, I'll pre-eats." V'sayim b'denama. But then you caught yourself. You said, "Azonas olam klobu tavoy," and you started benching. Okay, so well, hainu bayin. That's exactly our shiloh. I mean, if that's what the case is coming to include, that's exactly the same shiloh we have. When you start with the wrong thought process and you end with the right one, it says lo tzricha. So you're right. That would not be a good deflection of the issue, because that one would mamish be our issue. Lo tzricha kigoyin to ochal tamrei. The case is, you ate dates, but you're thinking when you start the bracha, let me bench, okay? And you start as on a sakol, then you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't wash. I know I'm a shevra, I didn't wash. I just had grapes and dates, And I now, so I started with the wrong thought process in what I was thinking. But you say the day again, you thought you were having, you had bread. And you thought you're saying, as on a call to bench, but you saved it with the date yotza. That in that case, you're also yotza. And why is that not the same as our shayla? The answer is that filu saiba denama, nama yotza. Because even if you ended, let's say you said as on a call, and you ended the whole brach of benching, you said, Baruch Hashem, as on a call, and then you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't wash. Is that bracha good for dates? Yeah, it actually works for dates. That bracha, okay.
Is that only for dates?
Yes. My time at a Tamri Nami Mezen Zaini. And the reason why that's good, and you have no right to a Bar Priya Gofen, because in that case, what you thought you were going to do, it's similar to the Shako case, really would have worked. So it's similar to the case of Shako when you're thinking the right bracha, because even B'dievet, it would have been good. Okay. Okay, let's just do the two Rashi's here. He says, Lava Suyahai the Amring and Shikha Vachamr isn't that exactly what it's included in our case? Where he says, no. Where he says, well, wait a minute. If it's the case where you're thinking the wrong thoughts by the Allah Aids, Hainu Ba'ayin, the Birchas at Tamarim Allah Aids Valpriates, because of the after bracha for dates is Allah Aids Valpriates. Ain't all the Birchas Alechem, right? If you say Allah Aids for bread, are you Yaitzeb? No. Doesn't work. You're going to have to go back and bench. It ain't going to work. And if you can resolve, then in that case, you're going to go after the chasima. The same thing would be true for the beer and the wine. So you have a good resolution. The answer is not so fast, buddy boy, because we're flipping it. In the cases where you thought to say benching, and then you saved it with an Allah Eitz, there... The reason why it'll work is because even in your thought process, if you bench on dates, if you say Azonah Sakol, okay, you're actually good. So we still have not resolved it. So what do you do when you don't resolve? You take a look at that the Tosis. He says the third Tosis, the fourth Tosis on the page. Lo Esunamo. So Upirshav Alphas Hashid Lo Ifshita Ba'ayim. Now that we have not resolved the Shaila, Azin Al Kula. We go with leniency. But at the end of the day, you yotze the bracha. You wouldn't have to make a new bracha. However, the Torah Levarach Pamacheres. Okay, Nari disagrees and he says, no, Luchumr, so you can imagine that in Shulchan Aruch, okay, everyone's going to town here and it gets Lebedik. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, so Omar Rabba Barav Chinano, Saba Bishrei de Rav. So Rabba Barav Chinano says, in the name of Rav, if you don't say the right brach of Emes V'Emuna by the night time and Emes V'Yatzev in the morning, you've not fulfilled the obligation of Birchas Kriyashma properly. Okay, there's a way to do it and you haven't done it right. Okay, Shenema, how do I know? Because of the famous pasuk. Okay, to speak about your chesed in the morning and about your trustworthiness, your truthfulness at night. So you see, there needs to be a special praise by the Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to Klai Yisrael in the morning and at night. And therefore, if you didn't say it, you're not yotze. Okay, right. The Yomar Rabba Bar Chinina Sab Mishrei the Rav. Once we mentioned one statement of his, now we mention another one. Mespal Shukareya. When you are davening Shmon Esrei and you get to the point of having to bend down, right? We have four brachas in Shmon Esrei that we bend down for. Kareya b'boruch, you start doing the bending down. Of course, we bend the knees and then we turn, we bend over. You do that for the boruch atah. Shazokef, when you get up, zokef b'shem. You stand erect for Hashem. How much will my timer, the Rav, that why do I, what's the reasoning for this? The Ksiv, Hashem's okay, Kafufim. Because it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu stands up the ones who are bent over. So the Hashem, by the Hashem, we stand up to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that ability to be Zokif Kafufim. He take the ones bent over and he brings them up and stands them up. I, Meisei, Mibnei, Shemi, Nicheshu. be humble in front of God. So does that mean that you should still say humble when saying the Shem? If you're supposed to be humble in front of God, then what's pshat that you should be getting up when you say Hashem? You should still be down when you say the Hashem. So Gemara says, no. Mikasiv bishmi. Does it say with my name be humble? Hibneshimiksiv, in front of my name be humble. So if I care, when you say Baruch Atah, be humble. So you're kneeling, you're bending your knees, and you're bending over like we do in Shemoneh Esrei. That's bifneshimi ksiv. Okay, he says, and therefore, no. So when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, yes, you should be bent over. When you say the Hashem, you should be standing up. Amalei Shmuel lechi barav barav barurian. My Torah student. Tov emulcha milsamai. So go tell me something good. Dom ravucha, which your father said. I want to hear something gishmak. So achi amar. So I said, this is. I'm sorry. Tov emulcha. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. Tov emulcha milsamai. So let me tell you something gishmak. Dom ravucha that your father said. Achi amar ravucha. This is what your father told me. Taught me. Shukareya kareya b'baruch. When you bend over with baruch atah, like we do. Shuzaykev zaykev b'shem. And when you get up before you say the Shem. Okay. Shkayach.
If you say early Mario, you say Shema later, do you also say Emes Ben Emes?